From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The 19-year-old man police believe shot and killed 17 people at a high school in Florida Wednesday, Nicholas Cruz, is being held without bond in jail after the judge denied him bail in his first court appearance. Correspondent Jeff Custer reports.
Former student Nicholas Cruz, who had been expelled for disciplinary problems, is accused of killing 17 people and wounding 16 others at Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Wednesday. Police arrested Cruz off school grounds without a struggle, and he was taken to the Broward County Jail. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said Cruz was armed with an AR-15 rifle and multiple magazines.
We've already began to dissect his websites and the things that social media that he was on, and some of the things have come to mind are very, very disturbing.
Florida's Attorney General said the state will pay for the funerals and counseling for the families. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Cruz's first court appearance came hours after President Trump gave a brief White House speech about the tragedy. He said he was speaking to a nation in grief. A federal appeals court has ruled that the latest version of President Trump's order restricting travel is unconstitutional because it unlawfully discriminates against Muslims. In a 9-4 decision, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals said that after examining official statements from Trump and other White House officials, quote, "We conclude that the proclamation is unconstitutionally tainted with animus toward Islam." The court upheld a lower court injunction that had been issued against the so-called travel ban, but stayed that decision pending the Supreme Court's upcoming consideration of the travel order. This is VOA News. South Africa's President-elect Cyril Ramaphosa says he wants to meet with the leaders of other political parties, quote, "so we can try and find a way of working together."
"I will seek to work with all political parties and will start it off with wanting to have a meeting with the leaders of all political parties so that we can try and find a way of working together."
Ramaphosa said he understands there are concerns about corruption and mismanagement in state-owned companies. He was sworn in Thursday in Cape Town after he was nominated in Parliament without opposition. In Beirut Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talked about Hezbollah's role in Lebanese politics, as well as its participation in the fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports.
Secretary Tillerson's visit to Lebanon came amid simmering regional tensions over the conflict in Syria, along with a territorial dispute with Israel over both its land and sea borders. Hezbollah's role in Lebanese politics, as well as its participation in the fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, were key topics of discussion. Tillerson says that the U.S. has considered Hezbollah a terrorist organization for over 20 years and stressed that he had discussed with Lebanon's top leaders the need for the group to withdraw its forces from Syria, saying that its entanglement in regional conflicts threatens Lebanon's security, in addition to having destabilizing effects in the region. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday rejected all four immigration proposals it had considered during a week of deliberations. That week was dedicated to addressing the legal status of young undocumented immigrants who could be at risk of deportation beginning March 5th. Failing to advance were two bipartisan proposals granting the young immigrants a path to citizenship and increasing U.S. border security, as well as a measure to crack down on cities that don't cooperate with federal immigration authorities. The president's plan received the fewest votes of all. He got just 39 in the 100-member chamber. One senator said, "I'm disappointed we weren't able to find a solution today, but that does not mean our work is over." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.